This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering. We tried numerous accounting firms.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cook to order for extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh so tender all white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand battered chicken tenders. Oh yeah.
Get three hand battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordonier. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordonier. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Swisharoo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skyler Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Chappie, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rucci Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewick. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewick caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rucci bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping to jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard. And Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing here at the UD Arena. Bryant filling in for Chuck McBee tonight. We wish him well. He had a corrective eye surgery procedure done. Chuck, I know you're listening in. You're following NCAA basketball on one TV. And on the other television, you're viewing the Rucci Raiders in action while listening to Jack and Bryant. You're supposed to nod and tell me yes, Chuck. We got a great crowd filing in behind us.
a lot of blue and gold to our left across the way and to our rear. Richmond Heights fans sifting in down to our right. Both teams wearing a lot of blue. Richmond Heights, the road black from top to bottom with blue trim. The Rushi Raiders in the white with a lot of blue and gold.
There's no doubt which crowd base is going to have more fans here tonight, though, Jack. There cannot hardly be anybody left in the village of Rushi this evening.
Well, you look at the team photos for Rushi and Richmond Heights in the OHSA program, and Rushi players and cheerleaders and coaches fill the entire page from left to right. And Richmond Heights, with no coaches in the pick, shows 9 young men total. Not much of a bench. Two or three of those players are injured, but it's one heck of a starting five, and we'll get into the Richmond Heights unit in just a minute. What a year for the Rushi Raiders, 25-3. Of course, Richmond Heights is undefeated, 27-0. Hayden Quinter leads the way for Rushi in scoring, 13 a game. Braylon Gradonier at 11. Braden Monin at 8. 10 wins in a row for Rushi to start the year. And then a little bit of a shooting swoon and a few nagging injuries preceding a string of 9 wins and 10 games to close the season. Rushi beat Jackson Center 2-3. The team's tied for the Shelby County Athletic League Championship at 11-1. The other two Rushi losses out of league action late in the year, 2 for Sales and Marion Local. My, oh my, was that regional championship win over Jackson Center, Bryant, ever tense. Both teams a bundle of nerves. Who would have thought a grand total of 52 points would decide the game? Ended up Rushi winning, but 2 with 1 point only by the Raiders tallied in the entire fourth quarter. Incredible.
I have a column coming out in tomorrow's Sydney Daily News just about that, Jack. Though the scoring and though the shooting for those two teams is not what everybody expected, the drama was still there. You couldn't ask for more as far as that goes in a regional semifinal. But Rushi shot 31% last Friday. Jackson Center shot 21% from that game. A far cry from that, what was it, 65-53 victory Jackson Center had over the Raiders on January the 6th. Obviously, both teams' defenses had something to do with that. But each squad missed some bunnies. Some weird things just happen sometimes in tournament. What we do know about Rushi is they've already had familiarity on this floor, and they have shown the ability to score a lot on this floor. 2 weeks ago, we saw them beat Catholic Central 70-58. They're familiar with it and can score, and probably will have to. Richmond Heights, also very familiar when they won the Division IV state title last year. Some of these players were on that team, and they really lit up the scoreboard in 2 games here last year, including that championship game against Tri-Village.
Speaking of Rushi and Jackson Center, Bryant, as 2 good teams progress through the schedule and continue to play better and better competition, the defenses get stronger and take things away from you. You learn,
yes.
You have to learn how to score in different ways on the court, and Rushi was able to do that by 2 points better than Jackson Center last Friday night in the regional championship at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. What a job by sideline coach and courtside coach, the head man for Rushi, Spencer Cordonier, and for sure Dave Borchers helping guide this Raiders team in spirit from up above. The win last Friday, it was tense, it was tight by Rushi. Unbelievable game. Unlucky setback for Jackson Center, which finished 26-2. A fortuitous victory for Rushi, which is now 25-3. As Raiders head coach Spencer Cordonier commented after the game with Bryant Billing and Chuck McBee last Friday night.
We had somebody looking over us because I don't know if we could have shot any better. I mean, we fought like crazy the first half and the second half. We just could not get anything to go. And our leading scorer goes 0 for 7 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And who knows? It's unbelievable. I mean, it really is. It's unbelievable that we came out on top of that one. Hats off to Jackson Center. Yeah, and that's one of the things that we talked about. One of the keys was rebound, rebound, rebound. And, you know, by the looks of things, we did. We out-rebounded. We won the rebounding war. And, you know, 9 turnovers to 8. This show was a well-played game, not very shot well. Shot well.
Yeah, you know, both teams didn't shoot worth a darn, but, you know, we got it done.
Well, I thought that Braden Monin, he did a great job on Mullenauer. And when he got his fouls, then you went to Felix Francis. Mullenauer ended up with 8. But you just put length and size on him, and they did a nice job on it.
Yeah, and that's what the game plan was going in. I mean, it wasn't any secret what was going to happen.
No.
You know, unfortunately, you know, there in the second half, you know, Xavier Flippo, a guy that I think started his 100th game tonight.
Wow.
That has been there through thick and thin for 4 years. Didn't see but about 30 seconds the second half.
Yeah.
And I told him after the game, I said, that's what it's all about. I think you had an idea that that's what we had to do, and that's what we went with. And, you know, we wanted to get as much length and athleticism out there on the floor as much as possible. People sitting in the stands heard of, if they can lip read, I hope they didn't watch me, because it was just I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, we just couldn't get the ball to go in the hole.
Well, you know, now you got Richmond Heights. They won their game tonight. So you guys get a chance to, you know, Watkins got them a couple of years ago. There's no doubt you guys have the ability to play with them if you play your game.
Yeah, I mean, we'll come in tomorrow or Sunday, and then, you know, we'll get some stuff together and go after it and see what happens.
Well, I've said that you and Jackson are the two best Division IV schools in the state of Ohio that aren't allowed to recruit.
Yeah, so. Yeah, maybe a lot of truth to that.
Hey, great win tonight, Coach. All go right. Go enjoy it with your kids.
Thank you, guys.
Great job.
We'll see you next week.
Well, 1 week later is tonight. It's here, a Arushi date with undefeated Richmond Heights at the UD Arena in the state semifinals in D4. And as Coach Cordonier noted for us, pace of the game tonight is significant.
I think, you know, if you can control the tempo,
yep,
and handle their athleticism, you know, you'll be all right. But you know, we have to get the tempo in our favor. We have to take care of the basketball. We've got to handle their pressure. And, you know, quite frankly, just get good shots. And if we can do that and limit their transition and take, you know, take care of the ball and rebound, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, well said. Your depth is amazing. I've been meaning to ask you for some time, how do you go about choosing when to substitute and who to substitute at that time? You've got access to talent, varied skills, some tall young men, everybody in excess of 6 foot except Chappie and Fissinger. But what triggers when you make a change on the floor, and how many come in? Sometimes it's a hockey line change from head coach Spencer Cordonier, and more often than not, it works to perfection.
Yeah, I think, you know, on two or three guys that we really try to key on, you know, we want to keep fresh bodies on them.
Mm-hmm.
And those two guys in the regional final was, you know, Mullenauer and Reese.
Sure.
So, you know, that is part of our game plan going in is, okay, we've got to keep fresh bodies on, and these four are going to guard them. You know, we went into that game against Jackson saying, okay, you, and you can guard Mullenauer, and absolutely nobody else.
Right.
So, you know, and two of those guys were on the floor at the same time a lot. So you had one gentleman sitting on the bench, you know, coming in to spell whoever was on him, and then, you know, whoever, you know, was on him would come, either come out or switch over to somebody else. So, you know, that is kind of plays a big, big part in it. And these guys play so hard. Each and every one of them need breaks.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times I look out there and, you know, Braylon's just gasping for air, or Braden Monin's tugging on his jersey, or, you know, Zane Chappie's like, I got to come out. So, you know, it kind of handles itself, really.
Oh, that's where Arushi has a big advantage tonight. Depth, for sure. Richmond Heights plays five or six
and three or four subs are shaken up, injured, and will not see action. Tonight, Rushi must handle the ball extremely well against this fast Richmond Heights team. It forces 21 turnovers a game against primarily D3, D2, and D1 competition. Rushi commits only about 12 turnovers per contest, so something's got to give. Plus, the Raiders cannot get burned by Richmond Heights on the Richmond Heights offensive boards.
We really have to be good with the basketball and breaking their press and finding the open man, cutting hard. You know, they get 55 to 60% of their points off of transition and offensive rebounding. So, I mean, is it a tall task? Yeah, it is. But if you handle it the right way, and take care of what you need to take care of on your offensive end, then it kind of, you know, it kind of controls itself. So, you know, we got to limit bad shots. You know, we can't be taking bad shots. We got to get a quality shot every time down. We've got to be strong with the basketball. And, you know, one of the biggest things is shot fake and pass fakes. And that's going to be very key for us Friday night. And we worked on it. You know, we've worked on it all week. And, you know, we'll see.
Spencer Cordonier, your head coach of the Rushi Raiders. Earlier this week, I talked by phone with Quentin Rogers in his sixth year, head man of the Richmond Heights program.
Give me a quick thumbnail sketch of your starters. De'Eric Barber, Damaris Winters, Jeremy Wilson, Dorian Jones, and Hosea Steele.
Yeah, all versatile players. All have the ability to put the ball on the ground, score, can defend multiple positions, play well together. They sync well together. And so it's easy on my end to draw up stuff when guys are unselfish as they are with each other.
Rushi's not unlike that Bodkins team a couple years ago. Raiders have got some size, and they shoot it well from the perimeter.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, we watch them, they're tough. Well, I watch them, they're tough and physical, and, you know, they're playing for something bigger than just state championships. So, you know, they're going to come in there ready to play. We expect them to come out and do what they've been doing all season, so we got to be prepared for that.
Now, what do you like most about your opponent in this state semifinal?
One of the things that you can say is that they're mentally tough with the sad situation that happened with the coach, and for them to still bounce back and, you know, and do it for him. So that shows you that they're resilient and tough, so you're not going to rattle them, I don't believe.
A very nice touch. Head coach Quentin Rogers, Richmond Heights, paying respect to Raiders coach Dave Borchers. Richmond Heights features a terrific player in Dorian Jones, a three-level shooter from behind the arc. Intermediate, takes it to the rim, 20 points a game, a 6'5 sophomore. Jeremy Wilson will take it to the cup as well. He'll step back and shoot the three. 16 points a game, a 6'6 junior. Damaris Winters makes about 4 to 5 threes per game. 6'3 sophomore, 44% behind the arc. De'Eric Barber, a 5'10 soft, leads the club in assists with 9. And then a power forward who doubles in the middle is Hosea Steele, 16 points a game, a 6'5 junior. It is a very big club, Bryant Billing. Raiders have a big task ahead of them here in this game tonight. It may take a near-perfect performance by Rushi to take this game into the fourth quarter.
It is going to. As you said, though, Jack, with the limited amount of players Richmond Heights has on the bench, if they can draw some fouls tonight and get some of those Richmond Heights starters on the bench, that could be a great evening factor. So that'll be interesting to see what their strategy is in trying to do that.
Rushi Raiders are led by Braylon Cordonier from behind the arc at 40%. Zane Chappie at 34, Braden Monin at 31 in the free throw department. Cordonier's at 76. At 72% for the Raiders is Flippo. Hayden Quinter's at 69. Rushi has started most every game this year extremely well.
been a fast beginning club, and that is so critical in this contest tonight, the D4 state semifinal against the prohibitive favorite Richmond Heights Spartans.
It absolutely is. They were able to go on a 15-0 run early in that game against Jackson Center, and that is what enabled them to win that game, Jack. They struggled in the second half, but that big cushion they built in the first half was enough for them.
Richmond Heights plays in the Chagrin Valley Conference with a lot of D1s, D2s, and D3s along the way in amassing this 27-0 record. Richmond Heights has beaten Canal, Winchester, Harvest Prep, Solon, Hilliard-Bradley, Cleveland Heights, Lutheran East, which is in the D3 state semifinals tomorrow. Fairfield, a powerhouse down in Butler County between Hamilton and Cincinnati, ranked in the top 7 or 8 all year in Division I. Richmond Heights also owns wins over Chagrin Falls and Lakewood St. Edward to close the regular season, that by a final score of 83-80. We're about 8 or 10 minutes away from the opening tip. A lot of blue and gold, and I make sure I say and gold, because it's not Richmond Heights blue, it's Rushi Raiders blue, Brian.
It absolutely is. Just a tremendous crowd, and a lot of them right above us. We are here in the corner directly across from what Rushi's bench is going to be, and they are all in this corner, and they wrap all the way around, too. And look at that great student section, Jack. Not just high school students, but middle school and elementary kids over here. Like I said earlier, there cannot be hardly anybody left in the village of Rushi tonight. They are here.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Rushi Raiders have got to shoot a top flight percentage from the floor, no question about it. Make probably 7 or 8 threes. Cannot turn the ball over. Richmond Heights likes to run and jump. They'll fill the gaps on defense. They want to get breakouts and runaway baskets at the other end. Rushi cannot allow Richmond Heights to play volleyball on Heights' offensive board. Key building components tonight for these two teams. And remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can offer you the storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all of the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, located on East Main in the village of Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Chuck McBee is home listening. Had corrective eye surgery, a procedure done. He's doing just fine. He'll be back in the saddle for high school baseball in the next several weeks. We return to the UD Arena. Opening tip around the corner. Rushi and Richmond Heights. Division 4 boys state semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. And that's for sure.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing once again here at the UD Arena. The start of this game just around the corner, Rushi Raiders and Richmond Heights Spartans. We've had the playing of the national anthem. And starters will be introduced by the public address momentarily. Way back in 2001 and 2, the Rushi Raiders made it all the way to the state finals in boys basketball, lost to Delta St. John's 74-64, led 48-41 entering the fourth quarter. The Delphus pumped in 33 points in the fourth, outscoring Rushi 33-16. Great year for Rushi, coached by Paul Bremigen in 2001 and 2. A 24-4 season 11-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League, like this year. Wins over Troy Christian and Bodkins along the tournament trail, much like this year. And a victory in the state semifinal over Mowrystown, White Oak, and Highland County, 58-46. And then the state final loss to Delta St. John's, 74-64. Rushi was led in that state championship game by Dane Borchers with 19, Josh Cordonier at 18, Drew Barhorst 11, Jay Borchers 9, Danny Elsaw 5, Scotty Grogene at 2. Rushi made 23 of 27 at the stripe in that game, 1 of 7 behind the arc. Delphus was 7 of 23 behind the arc. Delphus St. John's led by 5 at the half. Rushi led by 7 at the end of 3, but could not hang on. Raiders try to get the job done this year in 2022-23, but it won't be easy as the Rushi crowd goes crazy. Raiders starters being introduced. Shane Chaffee out front, 5'10 senior, 6 points a game. Hayden Quinter to wing, 6'1 junior, 13 a game. Braden Monnen at a forward spot, 6'2 and a junior. Braylon Cordonier, 6'3, sophomore, 11 points a game, and Xavier Flippo, 5 a game, a 6'1 senior in the opening 5. Rushi really plays without a center. It is a motion offense, multiple positions for the starting 5, and a lot of players come off the bench to add length. It's a club that can be so dangerous, and Richmond Heights is fearful of Rushi's depth and shooting ability and resilience, as head coach Quentin Rogers noted in his comments several minutes ago. Opening 5 for Richmond Heights is as follows. De'Eric Barber at guard, 5'10 sophomore, 9 assists a game. Damaris Winters shoots about 4 or 5 made threes per contest, about 44% behind the arc on the year, a 6'3 sophomore. Jeremy Wilson, 6'6 junior, he'll shoot from the wing behind the three-point line as well and take it inside. He's averaging 16 a game. Dorian Jones, the main man, 20 a game, a 6'5 sophomore. Hosea Steele, 16 points a game, 6'5 junior in the middle. Bryant, we were informed earlier this week that nearly 40 Division I basketball programs have been inside Cleveland Heights High School talking to these 5 players I just mentioned since the fall. And 2 or 3 have gotten solid offers already.
Yeah, Barber and Jones, the biggest of the two. Barber, who is their guard, as you talked about a little bit ago, he has a handful of offers. Jones is the one that's attracted a lot of the attention, though. He's gotten Ohio State, Michigan State, Texas A&M, Xavier, Cincinnati, Georgia Tech, and a bunch of others as well. Looking forward to seeing them. Looking forward to see how Rushi handles them. As Coach Cordonier said, a tall task, but this is not an impossible task at all for Rushi. And as we've talked about a lot in this pregame so far, they have the depth for sure. And Rushi likes to play fast, so if this gets into an up-and-down game, it's not like Rushi is unaccustomed to doing that, but they are definitely going to want to try to put some defense on as well. The big thing, like you said, Jack, and as Coach Cordonier mentioned as well, have to watch your turnovers against a team like this that likes to play this fast and plays man-to-man defense.
Yep, no question about it. Can't make floor mistakes. If live ball turnovers crop up and they lead to easy points for Richmond Heights, it's going to be see you later. Say, if you're looking to make an impact in both your job and your community, consider a career with a growing company, Osgood Bank. Osgood's caring, team-oriented, and customer-centric culture puts people first. These attributes make Osgood a special and meaningful place to work. Osgood Bank has openings in branch management and customer service. Benefits include medical, dental care, and paid time off. Visit osgoodbank.com to learn more about open positions. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Member FDIC. Opening tip to Cleveland Heights and right away, Bryant, an easy, quick driving bucket.
Yeah, by Steele Jr. in there. Really nice take. went in from the right side of the wing, cut through several Rushi defenders.
Floor is spread by Rushi. Here's Braylon Cordonier dancing through the paint, and he hits a runner, a bank shot. Braylon Cordonier, nifty move. Rushi opened up the floor, and taking advantage of the open post was Braylon. He knifed down low and kissed one in off the glass. Game tied at two. Here is Cleveland Heights with the ball in the arc. It's Barber. Barber straight away to steal. He's got the Richmond Heights field goal. Thrown high right to Jones, to Barber. Here is Jeremy Wilson trying to creep in from the right corner. It's poked out of bounds by Rushi. Playmaker below the rim right in front of us, Derek Barber for Richmond Heights. Attired in black with blue numerals. Rushi in the home, white, gold numbers outlined in blue. Ball inbounded top of the circle to Wilson. 30 feet away to Barber, picked up by Chappie. Head coach Quentin Rogers barks out instructions. Here's a drive from the left flank by Barber. Flips it cross court to the three-point shooter, Winters. He steps inside the arc, pops it up there, no good off the rim. Rebound in the lane, Wilson, hook shot, no. Rebound, Rushi, stolen away by Cleveland Richmond Heights, and getting a drive to the rim and laying it up on the iron is Barber. It hangs forever and ever and comes off a foul on the play against Rushi, which turned it over after getting a rebound on a miss.
I think that ball must have bounced six times on the top of that rim, Jack.
It lingered forever. Fortunately for Rushi, it did not go in. And at the line with two free throws to Eric Barber, and he cans it. Richmond Heights, 68% from the stripe on the year. Second free throw by Barber on the way. Swish, he's got them both. Full court pressure by Richmond Heights. It is Chappie, 70 feet away from the basket. Dribbles up the floor against Barber. Richmond Heights relents a little bit. One-on-one, Chappie goes high post to Cordonier. We thought about backdoor to Quinter, not available. 4-2 Richmond Heights. We played 2 minutes. Top of the circle, Monin. Monin dribbles foul line, nearly walks. Throws to Chappie on the arc. Chappie steps inside the three-point line. Flips it back out to Cordonier. Cordonier hands off on the play to Flippo. To Cordonier near midcourt. Ball was loose for an instant. Open floor, Cordonier steers toward the rim. He's called for lowering his shoulder. Offensive foul. Good lengthy offensive possession for Rushi, which got a good shot. Defensive stance was held by Richmond Heights, and the Spartans were awarded with a charge against Rushi.
Rushi had several offensive fouls called last Friday against Jackson Center as well.
5:46 to go, first quarter, 4-2 Richmond Heights. Little give and go down the lane to Wilson. Wilson bobbled the ball, walk, no call. Long jumper, left corner, Barber skids off the rim. Long rebound, reeled in by Winters. Richmond Heights still controls. Ball thrown, baseline right to Jones. Jones power to the basket. Good defense by Rushi on the double team. Shot is strong, rebound down to Quinter. Quinter's double head of the key, right side to Chappie. Chappie flips it near side to Felix Francis is in. Francis dives into the lane, puts up a one-hander, short. Rebound down to Heights. It's Barber up ahead to Winters. Back to Barber, 30 feet away. We played 3 minutes, 4-2 Richmond Heights. First 3 minutes in themselves, victory for Rushi, you might say. Down by only a bucket, having limited Heights to 4 points. A long three-pointer by Wilson, way short. Rebound down to Quinter. Quinter races up the floor, guns a three ball from 24 feet, wide left. Rebound Richmond Heights. Long bullet pass down the court, broken up by Rushi. Touched by Richmond Heights. It goes out of bounds, and the referee makes a mistake. He gave it to Richmond Heights, but then reverses his call.
I think you're seeing a little bit of nerves from both of these teams so far here in this game. Good news for Rushi, though, is, Jack, they've done well in these last few possessions at limiting Richmond Heights to just one shot. They're getting that defensive rebound. They had a couple of offensive rebounds, did Richmond Heights, on their first few possessions.
Well, Heights tried to bust down the floor on the last miss by Rushi. Credit to the Raiders. They got back and spoiled the long pass. Here is Rushi in the half court to her right. Ball is knocked away by Richmond Heights in the right corner. We got a pile up, a scrum, a foul against the Spartans.
4:26 to go, first quarter, 4-2 Richmond Heights. Bruce already giving a very good account of itself in the early going.
Bad news for Rushi's offense, and something they want to change so far is they have yet to get an offensive rebound tonight.
Benjamin York on the floor, the 6'4 sophomore. He catches head of the key, gives it up to Felix Francis, 6'5 soft. Handoff on the play to the driving Quinter. Quinter barrels through the lane, hooked it up on the go, too hard. Rebound punched out of bounds off of Richmond Heights.
That was a great effort by Felix Francis in there trying to get that offensive rebound. His ability to fight for it is what made Richmond Heights eventually knock it out of bounds. He was not letting that ball go without a fight.
Ball inbounded to Francis' left corner, stabbed away out of bounds off Heights again. 4:11 to go first period, 4-2 Heights in the lead. Ball inbounded below the rim on the play to York, and it's tipped away by Richmond Heights. Here come the Spartans down the floor, motoring to the rim, steal, driving layup, short. Good defense by Rushi. Long rebound down the court to York. York ducks under, hands off to Francis, baseline right. Spin move, Francis in the paint. Left-hander, wide left. Rebound Rushi, long three left corner. Good! It's good! Braden Monnen hits a 23-footer. Rushi takes the lead 5-4. 3:38 to go, first quarter.
That's what happens when you can get an offensive rebound and are able to work.
Here's Richmond Heights shooting a long three from the left side of the floor. It's Damaris Winters. It's too hard. The rebound kicks to midcourt. Tracked down on the play by Vince Borchers. Borchers up the floor. Left corner three by Rushi. Short on the play. Monnen tried to knock down the second straight. It hit the iron. Ricocheted away to Steele. Steele races down the floor, and he's on the boundary. His toe hit the stripe. Out of bounds for Rushi. Richmond Heights a little bit out of control. Rushi staying right with the Spartans step for step. And Richmond Heights so far a bit frustrated. The Spartans don't like it. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Rushi up 5-4. Pressure at midcourt. Ball given to Borchers for the Raiders. Borchers, 6'1 sophomore, dribbling head of the key. Foul line. Looks for help. Goes into the post on the play to Francis. Left corner, York. Goes baseline, short corner jumper, swatted out of bounds by Richmond Heights Jones. 2:45 to go, first quarter, still Rushi ball. Raiders lead 5-4. Quinter inbounding at the end of the Richmond Heights bench. Feeds baseline to York, he's doubled on the arc to Quinter. Quinter steps inside the arc, angles toward the rim, off balance, six-footer, short, offensive rebound, Raiders. Ball shoveled top of the circle to Francis, intercepted by Dorian Jones. Jones down the floor, swiped by Quinter. Quinter steals for Rushi. Quinter down the floor, defensive foul at the rim against Richmond Heights. Quinter for two at the stripe, 2:26 to go, opening period. 5-4 Raiders.
Quinter showing a lot of basketball IQ on that last possession. Jackie initially wanted to shoot that three, thought better of it, took it inside, got a much better look by doing that, and then after Richmond Heights grabbed the rebound, he was able to go down, saw right where that ball was going, was able to pick it away.
Free throw by Hayden Quinter is perfect. It was pure. Right down through the center of the rim.
Spartans have not scored in the last 4 minutes.
Quinter makes two. 7-4, Rushi. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights doesn't care for that. As Bryant noted, Richmond Heights has not tallied a point in over 4 minutes now. Rushi with a very tight man-to-man defense. They spread the floor to Richmond Heights. Starting a drive from the left corner of Steele. Steele 30 feet away to Wilson. Wilson into the lane to Barber. Barber nearly walked. Threw it on the play to Winters. Winters dived into the paint area. Pass broken up on the play by Rushi. Quinter steals, and he's flattened. Quinter knocked to the deck and fouled in backcourt.
at Richmond Heights, huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team once and plenty more so far.
That is Steele's second foul for Richmond Heights, Jack.
And that's important. He's a 6'5 junior, averaging 16 and a half a game. Here's Rushi's Borchers down the floor on the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York, leading Rushi to a 9-4 edge. A minute 20 left to go, first quarter. Richmond Heights is reeling. Raiders taking it to him. On the arc, it's Winters for Richmond Heights. He's 25 feet away. Tries to get a screen. Cuts behind the foul line. High arching floater. Got it. Winners, bullseye for Richmond Heights. 9-6 Raiders, a minute to go, first period. Here's Borchers midcourt. Head coach Cordonier signals with a fist. Borchers being hounded. Hand off to York, 35 feet away. York on a weave, right side of the floor to Quinter. Raiders up three, 48 seconds to go, first quarter. Quinter backs out, wants to drive, spins into the lane area. Quinter to the cup, he's got it. Beautiful drive by Hayden Quinter. Oh, that was superb as he whipped De'Eric Barber on the play. 11-6 Rushi. There's a broken pass. Broken up at the top of the circle. A run out by Borchers. Borchers down the floor in the lane. Thought he was fouled. No call. Rebound Richmond Heights. Long throw down the floor to Steele. Steele drives to the basket and banks it in, and he's fouled. 11-8 in favor of Rushi, which had a chance to go up 13-6 and tried a difficult shot that was well defended in the lane. It wouldn't go down. Rushi crashed the offensive board. Richmond Heights got a run out the other way. Field goal was good, and there was a foul to boot on the Raiders. All 10 players on the floor are huffing and puffing. 16.7 to go, period number one. Rushi leads 11-8 at the free throw line for Richmond Heights is Hosea Steele. He shoots it up and rolls around, and it spins off. No good. Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And the Rushi Raiders start the second quarter with a bang. Chappie to Quinter, who goes back door. Hayden Quinter playing like a young man possessed. He has really sparkled. Scored the last bucket first period. First basket second period. Rushi up 15-8, and they make a quick steal at midcourt. Deflected by Chappie to York. Back to Chappie.
15-8 Rushi lead. 7:22 to go, quarter number two. Top of the circle, it is Flippo. Flippo foul line, looked like he was tagged on the wrist. Shot short, rebound down to Richmondites. Up the floor comes Steele. Steele around Cordonier. Oh, he got away with a big-time walk. There's another walk. I think that one was called. Yep. Well, two very major traveling calls. Second one was caught by the referees. 15-8. Rushi in the lead. Full court pressure by Richmondites. Over guarding in backcourt. It's on to Eric Barber. And Richmondites starting to panic already a little bit. Fouls beginning to mount up.
Now, this is the first game they've been in a long time. Can't imagine the last time they were down by 7 points.
15-8, Rushi, a minute gone, second quarter. Four team fouls on Richmond Heights. Here's a deflection by Richmond Heights at midcourt, and then a throwaway 60 feet down the floor. It's out of bounds. Richmond Heights shaky at the moment. Rushi's got the Spartans rattled. 15-8, Raiders. A minute 10 into quarter number two. Flippo in backcourt to Quinter. Eric Barber on Quinter. Now Damaris Winters is on Hayden. Here comes the double team. 35 feet from the rim. Ball thrown cross court right into the hands of a Heights player. Spartans down the floor. Driving layup. Herky jerky move by Barber is good. And Spencer Cordonier gets a timeout. 6.5 to go in the second. 15-10 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Oh, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Gubo, owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Raiders work the ball around after the timeout. A live ball turnover by Rushi led to an easy runaway basket by Richmond Heights before that Spencer Cordonier timeout. 6 minutes to go, second quarter, 15-10 Rushi. Here's Monin, finds an opening, a crease, and he explores the paint area. Defensive foul on Richmond Heights, and that is team personal five. The scoreboard had registered five. I think a moment ago it was corrected. Rushi gets to the 1-1 and a couple more. 6 minutes to go, second period. Ball lobbed into Francis near midcourt. Hand off to Monin. 25 feet away. It goes to Borchers. Borchers to Cordonier. They open the floor for him into the paint area. No shot. Gives it up on the arc. Very errant pass. Intercepted. A run out the other way by Richmond Heights. Driving to the rim. Steal. Lays it high off the backboard and in. Four straight points by Heights. Live ball turnovers by the Raiders. A problem. 15-12. Rushi with three. 5.5 to go. Second quarter. Borchers near midcourt. Run and jump defense by Richmond Heights. They fill the gaps. Cordonier in the paint, goes to work. Back to the basket, can't shoot. On the arc to Quinter. Quinter to Borchers, 40 feet away. 5:14 to go in the second. They open the floor for Vince. Drives into the lane, hand off to Francis. A good dish on the play. It draws a foul, not in the act of shooting. Number six on Richmond Heights.
Now, Barber already has two fouls. That one goes against Winters. That is his first. And of course, that's big news for Barber. If he picks up a third one, look out.
Ball inbounded to Cordonier, top of the circle, nearly stolen. Hand off to Borchers. Oh, what a pocket pass to Quinter! Woo! A terrific feed to Quinter. Quickly, forecourt left. Richmond Heights inside the arc. Bombs away. Good. High arching jumper by Damaris Winters. It floated through. Quick counter by Heights. 17-14. Rushi in the lead by three. 4:45 to go in the second. Rushi worked hard for a basket. Then a quick two-pointer by Richmond Heights, which gets a steal. Quinter coughed it up in the lane. Rushi gets back in a hurry. Richmond Heights, open player, deep right corner. Long three ball. Yes! From downtown, the Eric Barber ties the game at 17. Rushi's 15-8 advantage has quickly evaporated. 4:18 to go, quarter number two. Here is Cordonier on the arc. Goes to Monin straight away. Gets a screen from Francis. A drive by Monin. Look at him go. Up and in! And a defensive foul. Count the goal. Dazzling drive by Braden Monin. He took the ball out on the right flank. And Rushi cleared out for him. It was one-on-one isolation play. Monin's team rolled to the rim. Foul number seven on Richmond Heights. Monin to complete the three-point play at the stripe. Rushi up two.
Steele Jr. picked up his third foul right there. Believe he just checked out. Monin now at 5 points tonight. Quinter has 10.
Free throw around, around, and in. Boy, it looked like Richmond Heights was in the lane way too soon. Free throw was good anyway. We'll watch that in the future here. Rushi up three, 20-17. 3:55 to go, second quarter. Here's a long, long three ball by Winters. Off the back iron. Rebound in the lane by Richmond Heights. Spinning is Jeremy Wilson. He is hemmed in by a couple of Raiders who foul him in the act of shooting. 6'6 junior, 16 points a game. Jeremy Wilson at the stripe for Richmond Heights. 20-17, Rushi. 3:51 to be played, second quarter. Free throw, Richmond Heights, yes. 20-18, Raiders. On the floor for Rushi, it's Quinter, Shappy, York, Cordonier, and Braden Monin. Second foul shot on the way by Richmond Heights, yep. Also, very true, didn't touch the rim. 20-19. Rushi's lead is one. Here comes the run and jump. Double team on Quinter at midcourt. Ball thrown right corner to York. Long three, way off the mark, but he was hacked. Tagged on the wrist while unloading the three ball.
That was an ill-advised foul there for Richmond Heights. They cannot afford to continue doing this. That is now their eighth of this half, Jack.
Three free throws for Benjamin York of Rushi, which shoots fouls at nearly 70% on the year. Free throw by York is no good off the heel. Rushi 20, Richmond Heights 19, 3:41 to go, second quarter.
Richmond Heights had two offensive rebounds in their first two possessions tonight. Jack, they've only had one offensive rebound the rest of the evening so far.
Yep, Rushi is settling in and adjusting to the Richmond Heights style of play, their size, their quickness. Second free throw by York was perfect. Number three is in the air. It's rolling around. Ooh, it comes off. Rebound Richmond Heights. 21-19 Raiders. 3.5 to go till halftime. 40 feet away, it's Barber. Barber fumbled the ball, got it back. Throws to the three-point shooter right corner. Way short. Didn't catch iron. If it did, it grazed it. Dorian Jones shot, misfired. Rushi got the easy rebound. Here's Cordonier down the floor. So far, Richmond Heights has been wanting to shoot fast. Rushi much more patient at its offensive end. Floor opens up for Monin. Monin sprints to the rim down the lane, and it's raked away out of bounds off Richmond Heights.
And that was Michael McWilliams, who was in off the bench, who came away and tapped that ball loose, Jack.
McWilliams, a 5'10 junior,
and Braylon Salters, a 5'10 junior, the two most often used subs for Richmond Heights. Here's an inbounds pass by Rushi, knocked away by Richmond Heights. It goes into the other end of the floor. Richmond Heights missed the layup. McWilliams couldn't get it to go. Long rebound to Quinter. Quinter baseline right, back to the basket. Shovels to Monum. Monum scores! What a feed. 23-19 Rushi. 2:41 to go. Second quarter. Here's Barber. Barber spins into the lane. Left corner winners. Long three ball. Air ball. Way short. Rebound Rushi. Chappie's got it. Knocked out by Richmond Heights. Oh, Richmond Heights is having to work, Bryant. Not like it's had to work all year long. Rushi Raiders are to be commended. A fantastic first 16 minutes of this game. Well, I should say 14. Half is not over. 2:20 left to go. Second quarter of play. Raiders up 4, 23-19. They've spread the floor beautifully and hit cutters. The passing has been sharp. On the arc is Francis. Again, the lane opens up. Francis darts to the rim. He's hacked at the iron. He's got two shots coming. I tell you what, this motion, open post, spread the floor offense for Rushi, working like a charm. Richmond Heights foul trouble mounting. Personal number 9 on the Spartans. Two free throws here for Francis. Raiders up 4. Francis dips the knees, cocks and fires. He nails it. 24-19 Raiders. Boy, last couple shots for Richmond Heights. Way off the mark. Poor ones indeed.
Now, they want to stay active on defense too, Jack, but the problem is with that limited roster, a number of available players they have, they can't afford to keep doing these fouls.
Felix Francis knocks down both at the stripe. Rushi by 6, 25-19. 2:10 to go here in the second quarter. Richmond Heights can score in a flurry. Rushi has got to try to hang with Richmond Heights on the board and eliminate the live ball turnovers. Here's Barber at midcourt. Down the right side to Winters. Winters to McWilliams. Handoff on the play to the driver, Barber. Barber carried the basketball on his hip. Then it was knocked away by Rushi out of bounds. They give it to the Spartans. Baseline right. Rushi crowd does not like it. Derek Barber inbounds, top of the circle. McWilliams hands off to a teammate. Damaris Winters, bingo from three-point land. A long one by Winters. Woo! That was a 24-footer. 25-22. He was ready to shoot after getting the inbounds pass. Rushi up 3, a minute and a half to go, first half. Here's Quinter, 40 feet away. Quinter back to the basket, goes to Chappie. Chappie to Quinter, posting up, back to the rim. Tries to go opposite. Oh, the long arms of Winters make the intercept. Down the floor to a driver from the right wing. It's McWilliams to the rack for 2. Another live ball turnover. That's at least 3, maybe 4, which have led to 8 points for Richmond Heights. A minute 5 to go, first half. 25-24, Rushi. Top of the circle, Quinter. And the defender for Richmond Heights sets up. Flops and draws a charge. Might have been a good call. Good defense by Braylon Salters, a 5'10 junior. 60 seconds to go, first half. Rushi up 1, 25-24. Raiders need a stop. Barber, top of the circle, down the lane. Rushi deflects the shot. Off the board to Quinter. Quinter up the floor to the driver, Francis. Francis into the lane. Oh, the official signaled a block, and then he changed it to a charge. The referee signaled a block, then changed it to a charge. It goes against Francis. He was out of control. That's a tough one to take right there.
And that is Rushi's 16th foul here, too.
44 seconds to go in the first half. You would like to have backed it out and maybe preserved time and gotten a better look without so much traffic. Here's a pass down low to Salters. Salters on the arc to Winters. Winters drives into the lane area. Puts one up on the go. No good. Rebound volleyballed off the rim. take him to Richmond Heights, and a long three is gunned in by Darian Jones. Oh, my goodness. It was helter-skelter, loose ball everywhere. And thanks to the three by Jones, Richmond Heights has inched ahead 27-25. 9 seconds to go, first half. Here's Chappie, 40 feet away. Chappie, top of the circle. And the defender for Richmond Heights steps in front, and it's ruled offensive.
Rushi fans do not like that one. I believe that is the fourth offensive foul the Raiders have been called for this evening.
3.8 to go, first half. Richmond Heights, forecourt right. Here's a long heave at the buzzer by McWilliams. Off the backboard, no good. Well, the Rushi Raiders led virtually all but the final 15 seconds of that first half. And Rushi, once leading by 7, falls behind by 2, 27-25 at intermission. A great first two quarters for the Raiders. We'll return with our halftime report from the state semifinals, D4 boys at the UD Arena, in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson. I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
We welcome you back here to the UD Arena. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Oh, how fast this game can change, especially when you're playing the likes of Richmond Heights. Boy, can the Spartans score in a hurry, wiping out a couple of nice Rushi leads. And in the blink of an eye, Richmond Heights leads by 27-25 after two quarters of play. Raiders really had the upper hand, Bryant, through the first 14 minutes of this game, and Richmond Heights stole the show in the last 2 minutes of that second quarter of action.
Yeah, the Spartans scored the last 8 points of that second half. Rushi had a lead for nearly 11 minutes in that first half, but what a nice run by Richmond Heights to finish it. It's amazing how fast they can score. One thing you talked about throughout the game, though, was the Rushi turnovers, and that allowed Richmond Heights to be able to mount their comeback. Rushi has 13 turnovers so far tonight.
And that is above their per-game average on the year, detrimental so far to Rushi's cause. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Bryant, a quick synopsis of our individual scoring.
Looking over scoring so far, De'Eric Barber and Demarius Winters Jr. each have 7 points for Richmond Heights, while Hosea Steele Jr. has 6. Hayden Quinter leads Rushi with 10 points. Almost all of those were within, I think all of those were within, what, the first 9 to 10 minutes of the game. He had 10 earlier in the second quarter, did not score the rest of the way. Braden Monin has 8 so far tonight. Rushi so far today has shot 9 for 18 from the field. Richmond Heights has shot 10 for 25 from the field. Rushi, a nice 4 for 5 in the second quarter. Raiders methodically working it. Jack, something they have to do as they have struggled to get offensive rebounds in this game. They sit at 4. Richmond Heights has also struggled. They also sit at 4. So nice defensive rebounding looking for both of these squads. Rushi has a 16-10 total rebounding edge. Looking at the turnovers, that is where you see the big difference in 13 for Rushi, as I mentioned earlier, and just 8 for Richmond Heights. Richmond Heights has 14 points off of those 13 Rushi turnovers. Rushi has 4 points off of the 8 Richmond Heights turnovers.
Very safe to say the first couple minutes, third quarter, will be key. Rushi lost the lead late in the second. They've got to be resilient and fight right back. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction and American Architectural Glass on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Well, as we start the third quarter, first offensive set run by Richmond Heights is a beauty. It's a slam dunk from the left wing, dropped home by Jeremy Wilson. Then Hayden Quinter counters with a good drive by the Raiders as he poured his way through into the lane, went up off the backboard and knocked it down. A drive by McWilliams into the paint, blocked on the play by the Raiders. Bruschi down the floor, driving Munden all the way to the rim, and he's walloped from behind. He'll shoot two. And Bryant, we are off and running to start the second half. Bruschi played a lot like Richmond Heights in the first two quarters, hung right with him. 29-27, Munden at the stripe, two free throws, the chance to tie. Munden rolls it up and off, no good.
Only 50 seconds into this second half, and Richmond Heights has already picked up its first foul.
What's the foul story for the Spartans?
Steele Jr. is sitting at two, and then, Steele Jr. sitting at three. Wilson also has three, and Barber, the big scorer, also has two for the Spartans.
Second free throw was good by Rushi, and here's a drive into the lane. It is Steele hesitating, up and in with the left hand. Oh, boy, that was strong. And the lead is three for Richmond Heights, 31-28. Monin missed a free throw, made one. Here's Quinter finding his way into the lane. Leaves it on the arc for Monin. Bullseye! Bullseye! Monin, three-pointer. Game tied at 31. 6:31 to go, third quarter. Quinter with a brilliant pass. He was doubled up in the lane, found the open man, Monin, and Monin jacked one up and nailed it. Here's a baseline drive by Richmond Heights. Nearly a charge. Ball is muffed. Picked up by Richmond Heights. Ball thrown in the arc to the three-point shooter. Along with De'Eric Barber. Bounces around, comes off. Rebound in the lane. Picked up by Richmond Heights and laid in with the left hand by Wilson. Boy, Rushi had the defensive rebound at least a couple times. Could not put it away. Here's the ball slammed out of bounds by Richmond Heights at Rushi's offensive end. Raiders trail 33-31 with 5:56 to go in the second quarter, or I should say the third quarter, as we commence action here in the second half. Pointer on the arc to Chappie, and it's popped up in the air and out of bounds off Dorian Jones.
As Steele Jr. had that last basket for Richmond Heights, he has 10 points tonight, which have come with him having picked up three fouls fairly early in that first half. When he's been on the court, he's been able to score, though.
Steele at 6'5", Wilson at 6'6", three fouls each for Richmond Heights. Here's Chappie at midcourt, handoff to Quinter. Rushi down two. Quinter gets pinched, top of the circle, gives it up to Monin. Now Cordonier right in front of us. We're at court level. Foul line extended at the Rushi end. Cordonier gave it up to Quinter. Quinter retreats to the UD logo at midcourt. 2.5 minutes played, third quarter. Richmond Heights 33, Rushi 31. Deep in the left corner, it's Monin. On top, Cordonier. Boy, they are chesting him. Quite handsy right now is Richmond Heights. Cordonier puts it on the deck, drives into the lane. Shot blocked. It's loose in the right corner. Picked up by McWilliams. McWilliams ahead to Winters. On the arc to Steele. Steele shake and bake, doesn't drive, won't let it fly, gives it up on the play. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Richmond Heights up two. Here's Winters, top of the circle, leaves it behind him for Damaris Winters. Hand off to Steele at the elbow on the left. Richmond Heights works it on the arc, not penetrating at the moment. Wow, here's a long three-point shot by Wilson, in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Rushi. And Richmond Heights worked it for a good 25 seconds, then in court to three. Oh, here's a slide-and maneuver, steal by Richmond Heights, and then coughed up out of bounds by the Spartans. 4:29 to go, third quarter, 33-31, Richmond Heights. Rushi crowd not happy right now. Bryant with the officiating. The Richmond Heights getting physical, putting arms and hands on Rushi players. Oh, look at that drive. Open floor, Monin. Woo, what a play. Braden Monin, a 30-foot drive. Boy, the court opened up. He took advantage, sprinted to the rim, banked it home, beat his man. Winners, one-on-one. Here's the ball knocked away by Rushi, top of the circle. Steal by the Raiders, and it's stolen back by Richmond Heights. Wow, Rushi almost had it. Dribble drive, Heights into the lane. Ball thrown to the arc. Long three-pointer by Winners. No good. Foul over the back on Richmond Heights. Game tied at 33. 3:51 to go, third quarter. Tell you what, Brian. Amazing to see what Rushi has done against Richmond Heights. Raiders have opened the floor. Great setup by head coach Spencer Cordonier. Rushi doing what Division I teams have not done all year.
And we've seen them been able to do this before this season, Jack. They definitely have the ability to get up and down, and they are going right up and down the court with Richmond Heights tonight.
Here's Monin, top of the circle. Goes high post to Francis. Right corner, Quinter. Ball being worked nicely. Baseline right, drive to the rim. Felix Francis, he banks it down. Woo! Felix Francis, powerful move. Rushi up two, 35-33. 3:13 to go, third quarter. Top of the circle to Eric Barber. Spin move, foul line extended right. Gives it up to Winters in the right corner. Back to Barber, checked by Monin. Rushi's length all over the floor, giving Richmond Heights trouble. There's a travel by Winters, not called. Gave it up to Barber. Barber against Monin. Wants to drive, can't do it. Shake and bake by Steele. Steele into the lane, shovels it in. 35-35. 2:41 to go, third quarter. Quinter in backcourt for Rushing. He stops the dribble, needs help. He rolls it to Cordonier. Might have gotten away with a violation. I'm not sure Braylon touched it. Quinter chased it down, gave it to Monin. Monin to Borchers at midcourt. Borchers motions. They open the floor for Vince. Pulls up at the foul line. Looks for help. Goes to Quinter. All over Quinter is Winters. Here comes the double team. Steal. Quinter still has it. Left corner. It goes on the play to Benjamin York. He's hampered. Boxed in. Time out. Rushi. 2:06 to go. Third quarter. Tied at 35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Testosterone levels in men have plummeted 25% in the last 2 decades, and no one's talking about it. And it affects weight gain, early signs of aging, even depression and mood. And I think it's because everyone thinks you need to eat a bunch of salad or take synthetic hormones. But that's far from the truth. Let's disrupt healthcare in Shelby County. Join me at victrushealth.com/free consult. That's VictrusHealth.com/free consult.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
A minute. 1:45 to go in the third quarter. Here's Hayden Quinter low on the left for Rushi. He lays it in. Cordonier penetrated. He attracted two defenders. Great play after the timeout by head coach Petro Cordonier. Quinter with a sparkling game, and Rushi's up by two, 37-35. Top of the circle, Winters throws to a teammate. Long three ball is missed on the play. Wilson fired one up from 30 feet and hit the back rim. Rebound Raiders, steal at midcourt. A bust out by Jones. Jones to the rack. No, it bounced off, but a foul. Another live ball turnover. Berushi almost led to a bucket, but it does lead to a couple free throws for Richmond Heights, which is down to two to Rushi. 37-35, a minute eight to go, third quarter.
Rushi still doing an excellent job at defensive rebounding. Richmond Heights only has gotten one offensive rebound in this third quarter.
Free throw by Dorian Jones, way short. Yep, Rushi's still up, 37-35. Final 68 seconds, third quarter of this game. Well, Rushi has worked the ball magically on offense and broken down Richmond Heights with some great passing and driving. The cuts have been sharp. The passes have been crisp. Second free throw, Jones is in. 37-36 Raiders, who are stymied in backcourt. Here's Shappy, bounces up ahead to Cordonier. 55 seconds to go. Here's a double team, a wraparound foul committed by Dorian Jones.
That is his second, Jack.
And three on Richmond Heights here in the second half. 53.9 to go in the third. Raiders lead by 137-36. Quinter at side court to inbound. He goes to Shappy at the timeline. Shappy hangs on. Goes to the UD logo. High post Cordonier. Back cut is Quinter. Quinter drives. Lays it up. No good. Fouled once, twice, and it's called. Quinter to the stripe for two. 44.6 to go in the third. Bryant, that play right there symbolizes much of this game on offense for Rushi. A lot of backdoor cuts, a give and go. They spread the floor. A depth driving and slashing to the rim of the Raiders.
That was Steele Jr.'s fourth foul. He is going to exit the game. Coming back in for Richmond Heights is McWilliams.
Yep, the free throw by Hayden Quinter is in and out. It's no good.
Steele Jr. is their leading scorer tonight for the Spartans. He has 12, and now he goes to the bench.
Second free throw by Quinter. Flexes the knees. He's got it. Ruchi, but 2, 38-36. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Midcourt, Derek Barber for Richmond Heights, picked up by Chappie. Barber to the left. On a weave to Wilson. Back to Barber, fakes left, goes right. Hooks it cross court to a teammate. A long three is launched in. Woo! Winters, 44% three-point shooter. Gives Richmond Heights the lead, 39-38. Steal midcourt, taken away by Salters. Salters to the rim, blocked on the play by Rushi. What's been called? Is it a goaltend? I'm not sure. A foul? The basket counts. A goaltend on Rushi at the other end, I believe. 2 points have been racked up on the board, and Richmond Heights is up 3, 41-38. The live ball turnovers hurting the Raiders. 5 seconds to go, third quarter. Verdonier knife to the rim, overshoots a 10-footer. Rebound Richmond Heights, and the third quarter finishes. Richmond Heights led by 2 at the half. Richmond Heights leads by 3 at the end of 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, who would have thought we'd have a ball game? The prohibitive favorite Richmond Heights is in a real scrap with underdog Rushi. 8 minutes to go. Fourth quarter starts. Raiders ball. Three-point lead, Richmond Heights, 41-38. Richmond Heights coming on strong. End of quarter number 2, end of the third quarter. Another live ball turnover by Rushi. The give-and-go was diagnosed. Breaking down the floor, Salters on the arc of the three-point shooter. It's good from long range. Dorian Jones hits a 27-footer. Biggest lead for Richmond Heights, 6, 44-38. Cordonier foul line into the lane for the Raiders. He has the ball knocked away. He scraps to get it back. It's ruled a jump. Arrow favors Richmond Heights. What goes unnoticed sometimes when you watch Richmond Heights play is the skillful three-point shooting. Nearly 40% as a team, and three young men shoot it better than 40.
Spartans 5 for 16 from three-point range tonight. That's 30%. Rushi, 2 of 3.
And the Raiders may eventually have to shoot more threes. Hopefully, Rushi can stay close enough to not have to do so. A minute gone, fourth quarter, 44-38. Rushi behind the 6. Here is Richmond Heights controlling the ball. It is Salters on the arc to another three-point gunner. A long one by Winters. Short. Rebound yanked down by Borchers of the Raiders. Borchers scoots up the floor. Here comes the run and jump, the double team. Near side, it goes to York. Baseline left to Quinter. Quinter reverses, hands off to a teammate, and he is hammered. Monin went to the rack. Good assist by Quinter. Two free throws. Here is where the Raiders can cash in. Rushi can get to the stripe with their action at the offensive end. They have been doing extremely well at motion and beating Richmond Heights to the basket. Free throw is good by Modern, 44-39, Richmond Heights by 5.
Arushi now 9 of 13 from the line, pending this one.
Shot by Modern, looks good. Yes, 10 for 14 for the Raiders from the charity stripe. 44-40, Richmond Heights. 6:39 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's another long three by Richmond Heights. It is shot up there and almost an out-of-bounds air ball. Rushi tracks it down in the right corner.
Yeah, that was their worst look from three tonight.
That was badly missed by Winters. Here's York into the lane. He's fouled. He's fouled. Is it a pass or a shot? Let's see if they give him two. Rushi came down the floor, made three brisk passes, and shot York into the paint area. And he was tackled on the right arm. Two free throws given to York. A chance to cut it to two at the stripe.
The Spartans have six fouls now in this second half. Rushi just sitting at one.
Rushi in the 1-1 the rest of the way. The free throw by York rims. It's no good. 44-40, Rushi down four. Raiders will be in the bonus for the duration. 6:21 left. Second foul shot, sophomore Benjamin York, up and in and out again. I don't believe it. Both of them below the rim, somehow or other snapped away. Neither one went all the way down, and Richmond Heights snarfed up the rebound. Here's a three-point shot, jacked up and made. Up and in, high left by Dorian Jones. Quentin Rogers gets a timeout. Richmond Heights' biggest lead is 7. 6:07 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Up the three-point shooting of Richmond Heights, and all of a sudden some not-so-good foul shooting from Rushi have turned this contest into a seven-point bulge for the favored Spartans, 47-40. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Rushi gets the press, up the floor to Quinter. Quinter stops on the arc, gives it to Monin. Out back to Borchers. Big possession here for Rushi. Borchers, the catalyst for the offense here, gives it to Monin. The Felix Francis left corner. Francis out high to Monin. Boy, there's an aggressive foul not called. Richmond Heights very physical in its man-to-man. Quinter top of the circle, foul line, down the lane. A runner no good. What a rebound by Francis up and in.
Huge offensive putback there for Felix Francis. Rushi needed something desperately on that possession. They're able to get something.
What a play by Felix Francis. Offensive board work was supreme. 5:14 to go in the game. Richmond Heights lead shaved to 5. And Richmond Heights spreads the floor. Here's a drive down the lane by Derek Barber to the rack. A hook shot on the go is good. And he's fouled. 49-42 Richmond Heights. What a play by Barber. As Rushi defensively was on an island, Heights spread the court. Derek Barber mighty quick. He took advantage. He's at the stripe with a foul shot here to stretch the lead to 8. Free throw by Barber. Yep. And it's 50-42 in favor of the Spartans. Chappie in backcourt. Pressure applied ahead to Quinter, to Cordonier. Finds a teammate low on the left. Ball thrown back out to Cordonier. Busted up. Stolen. Taken away by Barber. Barber down the floor to the three-point shooter. Yes. Bumped in from long range by Wilson. And the lead swells to 11. Rushi gets another timeout. Boy, this team, Richmond Heights, can score so fast. 11-point game. Rushi in trouble now. 4:46 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
We are down to 4:46 to go in the game. Rushi trails now by 11. Richmond Heights has done everything well here in this second half. They've shot the three ball beautifully. They're getting live ball turnovers. They're making free throws. Quinter coming back for Rushi. He knifes into the lane, probes the middle of the floor, loops one up, no good, off to the right. The rebound down to Richmond Heights. 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter, an 11-point contest. Derek Barber spreads the floor for Heights, guarded by Cordonier at the UD logo. Barber splits two defenders, circles the wagons, comes back out. Hands it off on the play to Salters. Salters, herky-jerky, move in the lane, draws a two-shot foul. 4:13 to go, 53-42 in favor of Richmond Heights. Rushi Raiders were down two at halftime, down three at the end of the third. Foul shot bouncing all around and going in for Salters. Raiders have had tough luck shooting free throws. A number of rimmers, shots that seemingly were in, but they popped out.
Spartans have scored the last seven over the last 55 seconds.
That foul shot way short. Rebound tapped out by Heights. Rushi will get it down a dozen. 4:12 to go in the fourth. Yep, at some point, the Raiders, unfortunately, may have to take some long-range shots. Too soon at this point. Rushi needs two or three really good possessions and two-pointers each trip down, and then stops at the defensive end. Cordonier to Quinter. Quinter breaks the press. Left corner three is off, no good. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Richmond Heights. 3:58 to go, fourth quarter. 54-42, Heights in the lead, but 12.
This is a big second chance opportunity here after that rebound was knocked out of bounds. Under four to play now, and you're down double digits. This is the time to make a basket.
Chappie to Quinter on the arc. Back to Chappie, near side. Goes to the corner, being hounded. Vatamonin, Quinter straight away. Shot fake. He barrels down the middle of the floor, into the lane, banks it up. Good, and a foul. Nicely done by Hayden Quinter. The junior has been spectacular here today.
He now has 17 points, after that basket. Their leading scorer, Monin, also a terrific game so far. He has 16.
Fine performances by Monin and Quinter. Foul shot by Hayden, no good. It hit the rim, caromed into the right corner, and a rebounding foul called against Rushi.
It is Rushi's fourth of this second half. Richmond Heights has calmed down fouling-wise over the last 3 or 4 minutes. They are sitting at 7 right now.
Free throw shooting for the Raiders starting to fade a little bit here in the second half.
Now they are at 10 of 17 from the free throw line right now. At halftime, they were 6 of 8. So 4 of 9 in the second half.
Here is Cleveland Heights, or I should say Richmond Heights at midcourt with 3:34 to go in the game, up 10. Derek Barber near the timeline, checked by Monin. They run a screen for Barber, who gives it up on the play to Steele. Steele overplayed by Felix Francis. Here's Steele bolting into the paint. Feeds low on the left to a teammate. Layup is blown. Missed on the play by Salters. Rebound by Rushi. Barreling down the floor in the right corner is Chappie. And it's knocked away by Richmond Heights. And then Richmond Heights throws it out of bounds. Tough break for Chappie and Monin. They were on the loose after the miss by Richmond Heights. The ball was pried loose. Richmond Heights took it back the other way, but in the Spartans' haste, Richmond Heights turned it over. We're down to 3:05 to go. That's all. 3 minutes even remaining right now. Rushi down 10, 54-44. Here's Monin, right corner York. York is being boxed in, circles through the foul line, in the lane area, pivots and walks. 2:48 to go in the fourth. Richmond Heights 54, Rushi 44.
Richmond Heights has shown no sign of slowing down with this double-digit lead. Be curious to see what they do now as we get into these final 2.5 minutes or so, Jack.
What's the best word to describe Heights? Explosive?
Yes, that is perfect. Whew. It is amazing. They're scoring runs tonight. They had some long scoring droughts, but they can really score a bunch in a little bit.
Here is Steele. Steele catches the ball from Barber, and he works his way down the lane, diagonally, all the way to the cup for two.
That was a smart take. He wanted to go up for a dunk. Jack thought better of it with the defense he was facing, and instead laid it in.
Back to 12. Make it 9. Chappie airmails in a three ball. 25-footer straight away by Chappie. 2:19 to go. Rushi down 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today. Order, sell, or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
After the Rushi timeout, the Raiders foul. Richmond Heights will inbound. Far side of the floor, up 9, 56-47, 2:13 to go in the fourth. Near steal by Quinter at the timeline against Steele. Three-point shot, 30-footer, Richmond Heights. Out of winner's range, maybe. He was almost out of bounds. Rimmed it. Rebound Quinter. And to Chappie. Chappie pulls up. Left corner, Cardano for a three. Deflected. Caught out of midair by Francis. And he lays it in. It's back to 7. Minute 48 to go. Steele motors down the lane. Oh, what a shot with the left hand. A hook by Steele. Guarded well. Threw it in on the go. Timeout called. What a rebound basket there by Richmond Heights. By rebound, I mean, what a comeback two-pointer after Rushi had gotten a two-point shot to go. Richmond Heights counters immediately. Back to 9, a minute 45 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more.
more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Up the explosive Richmond Heights Spartans have pushed back out to a 9-point spread. Here's Quinter driving to the lane for Rushi. A minute 32 to go in the fourth quarter. Live ball turnover. Interception, Barber. Barber the other way, up and in. Barber to Jones, who got the finish. Here's Monin, baseline drive, Rushi all the way to the cup. He's got it for two. 60-51, Cleveland Heights. Or I should say Richmond Heights, but nine. A minute 10 to go in the fourth. So explosive. Man, can the Spartans score quickly? They can put points on the board in the blink of an eye. And that's happened in this game, Bryant. There was a point in the second quarter. I thought Rushi might be able to hold Richmond Heights to 40, 45. Here they are at 60.
Rushi just committed a foul there. That's their sixth.
Here
we may have just saw number seven there.
Yeah, Barber tripped up in the lane. He'll go to the stripe for Richmond Heights with a 1-1. 61 seconds to go in the fourth. And Rushi's down nine, 60-51. It is so difficult to prepare for a team like this. You can't simulate anything close in practice. No way.
Absolutely. This is a team with at least two future Division I players, possibly more depending on how some of these other guys develop.
Free throw by Barber is good. 61-51. What impresses me, Bryant, is the fact that Richmond Heights does all the little things so well.
Yes.
A team-oriented. They don't turn it over much. They make free throws. Two more drained right here.
And they responded very well to adversity in the first half. You didn't see any hanging heads, pounding, or any of that stuff.
Yep, Chappie in the half court. Another live ball turnover picked up on the play by Richmond Heights. 48 seconds to go. An 11-point game at midcourt. It is Barber. Barber gives it up on the play to Winters. Back to Barber. Barber outside the circle on the right. 38 seconds to go. Chasing is Monin, who commits the foul. 62-51, Richmond Heights. And here come seniors for the Rushi Raiders. Colby Monin is in. Ross Fissinger is in. Hayden Quinter out. Braylon Cordonier out. Those two had terrific games here tonight, tremendous seasons, and we will see both Hayden and Braylon next year when the Rushi Raiders should emerge with a fine basketball season once again. 37.8 to go here in the fourth, and 1-1 situation for Derek Barber, up and in. Wow, what is Richmond Heights shot at the free throw line tonight, Bryant? It's been superb, I know.
They are 11 of 14 after that one.
After a couple misses early, the Spartans have been razor sharp at the stripe. Senior Zane Chappie checks out. What a career for Zane. He'll be on the baseball diamond this spring. 12th grader Zane Chappie.
Rushi, the defending Division IV state champions. You know, they're eyeing a return trip to Akron in that sport this year. What a run it's been. State baseball, now state basketball in the span of about 9 or 10 months.
Yep. York is out. Monin is out. York is sophomore. Monin a junior. Both free throws up and in by Richmond Heights, which leads by 13, 64-51. That's the biggest spread in this game. Final score that could very well be double digits and not truly indicative of how well Rushi played Richmond Heights.
Now, Rushi was ahead 37-36 in that third quarter.
Yep. Here's a drive into the lane. But Fissinger for the Raiders. Left it short, no good. Monin works hard for the rebound, can't get it. Fouls in backcourt with 23.2 to go at the stripe. Dorian Jones for Richmond Heights, which is in the lead 64-51. Rushi gave Richmond Heights the Raiders' best shot here today, that is for sure. And played him dead even, maybe outplayed him a little bit the first 21, 22 minutes.
This is far and away Richmond Heights' closest tournament game, Jack. They had a 20-point victory over Mogador. I don't know how to say that.
Mogador,
thank you. That was their closest game until this one. They hadn't had a close one since their last regular season game, which was a 3-point win over Lakewood St. Edward.
Happened in the last half of their schedule. A 3-point win over Cleveland Heights Lutheran East, a 3-point win over Fairfield, and a 3-point win over Lakewood St. Edward, all powerhouses. Two more free throws by Richmond Heights, and it's a 15-point game with 10 seconds to go. Here's a baseline drive of Fissinger, up off the backboard, the rim no good. Rebound is fumbled out of bounds by Richmond Heights. 4.2 to go. Rushi will inbound below the rim. What a campaign, though, for the Rushi Raiders. 25-3 coming in. Rushi will finish off the campaign 25-4. State semifinalist here in Division IV boys basketball in 2022-23. What an effort here today by the Raiders. Spectacular. Gave Richmond Heights a real ball game for three periods. Off-balance jump shot by Jackson Grogene. In and out, no good. And that in and out shot kind of symbolizes the shooting for Rushi here today. Somewhat from the floor, for sure from the foul line. A lot of shots were really close, would not go in. But just too many floor errors, live ball turnovers, turned into quick points by Richmond Heights, which got hot late from behind the arc and was extremely successful shooting free throws. And Heights wins it to 15, 66-51. We'll return with more. We'll close out our broadcast several minutes from now. We'll give a tribute to these Rushi Raiders, a splendid season, outstanding campaign, just four losses. Couldn't quite get back to the state finals like that 2001-2002 club, but oh, so close. We'll return in just a couple of minutes. Rushi beaten by Richmond Heights, 66-51 in the state semifinal here at the UD Arena. But oh, what a game played by the Raiders here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, the Rushi Raiders have just saluted the Rushi crowd, which by far and away was partisan here for this game. I bet there must be, what, Brian, a couple thousand from the Upper Miami Valley, Shelby County, and Rushi here.
Absolutely.
Pulling for the Raiders today. Huge throng. Most everyone wearing blue and gold. And, wow, what a job by head coach Spencer Cardonier, his staff. He was the sideline coach, the courtside coach. And for sure, what a job by Dave Borgers, who from up above in spirit helped guide this Rushi team. It was a marvelous basketball year. What a campaign. Would like to have played another game after this one. Just wasn't to be. Raiders left it out on the floor here today. Gave it their all against Richmondites. Falling short 66-51. Richmondites must have had, what, 40 points in the second half of this game. Standout fourth quarter by Richmondites. Of course, the Raiders had to foul late. This was really a single-digit contest. It winds up being 15. Bryant, a look at the numbers. What are the highlights? What sticks out to you?
Looking over the score, the stats for this game, again, a 66-55 win for Richmond Heights. Richmond Heights, 25 fast break points compared to Rushi 7, 28 points in the paint. Richmond Heights had 29 points off of Rushi's 22 turnovers. Rushi had 4 points off of Richmond Heights' 9 turnovers. That was the big difference in this one for sure. Richmond Heights for the game shot 19 for 38 from the floor. Rushi shot 19 for 38 on the floor. Great shooting night for them. They were an even 50% for the game. Richmond Heights shot 23 for 47 from the floor, just a little under 50%. Looking at your Clancy's stars of the game, it is Braden Monin and Hayden Quinter. Can't really pick between those two for the Raiders. Monin had 20 points for the Raiders. Hayden Quinter had 17 points, and he also had 10 rebounds. What a tremendous night for Quinter, who is what, Jack? 6'1"?
6'2".
6'2"?
With the hair.
So an easy call there for your stars of the game. Tremendous games for those two Rushi players.
Let me digress just a moment before we call on Clancy's, here in the postgame. I'd like to remind you that several outstanding Rushi sponsors have been on board with us. The Francis Schulte Company, Superior Aluminum, and Francis Manufacturing, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We also say hello to Nick Fullenkamp. He and all the staff and associates at Custom Foam in Fort Loramie. We're tuning in for this game here today thanks to Custom Foam. Clancy's sponsoring our stars of this game. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
East Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282,
or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Rushi beaten here today in the D4 boys state semifinal, 66-51. We praise the seniors, Zane Chappie, Ross Fissinger, Colby Monin, and Xavier Flippo. Four seniors on this Rushi varsity basketball roster. Chappie, Fissinger, Flippo, and Monin. And everyone else, Bryant, on this varsity roster returns. Jackson Grogean, a sophomore currently. Felix Francis, a junior. Hayden Quinter, a junior. Braden Monin, a junior. Zeb Schulte, a sophomore. Vince Borchers, a sophomore. Benjamin York, a sophomore. Braylon Cordonier, also a sophomore. Landon Plyman, a 10th grader. Dominic Francis, a sophomore. Ben Renderly, a junior. Speaks volumes for this Rushi team next season. Should be a very good club.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. That may be an understatement. I mean, this is the Shelby County Athletic League front runner, I think, without a doubt. Probably the Division IV
regional favorite.
Exactly, in Southwest Ohio. They are the regional favorite with all that they are returning. So those four seniors are going to be hard to replace, but what a great group they have coming back. They'll be looking to get right back here to UD Arena. For state, that is, next year. I'm sure they'll probably be here for districts. You can about count that in if districts are back here, which I think the Southwest District is aiming to keep them here for a while.
Yeah, Raiders can relish in this state semifinal appearance here at UD Arena in boys D4 basketball, and then slowly but surely get the cleats on, the baseball mitt out, those Louisville Sluggers, and get to work on the ball diamond. This Rushi baseball team should be outstanding as well. State champs up at Akron last June. Somewhat of a surprise, not really to us when you consider our knowledge of the Rushi baseball talent, but I think the team from up north, Lincoln View is probably the favorite. Probably the favorite going in.
Yes, Landon Price, 24-0 going into that one. It was 24-1 after that state final.
And we will be covering some high school baseball for sure throughout the eastern part of the Midwest Athletic Conference, the Shelby County Athletic League, where we've got a rooftop, a press box, some shelter. We will cover some high school baseball more than likely on Saturdays. We look forward to that. It's been a great season since mid-August, Bryant. That's when high school football began. We're pushing, I think, about 85 games since then, about 85 total. And we've had to battle through some colds and illnesses and a touch of the virus here and there. And thanks so much to you for chipping in. You've been a big part of the team. Could not have done it without you. Of course, Chuck at home having an eye procedure done. He'll be back with us during the baseball season. The moment I say that, I say to myself, well, if we play baseball in snow and we're on the air, Chuck might elect to say no. We'll talk to Spencer Cardonier in just a moment. We'll talk to head coach Spencer Cardonier in just a moment. Brad Francis has come by. Want to talk to Brad? Okay. We'll talk to Brad Francis momentarily. We've been on the air long enough to get members of the Rushi coaching staff. Brad, marvelous season. You and the staff and head coach Spencer Cardonier, great coaching campaign at courtside. And we were guided as well by Dave Borchers in spirit. An emotional campaign, a highly successful one. Hate to see it end a game too soon, but a terrific campaign. Congratulations from scoresbroadcast.com.
Thank you. Thank you. As you know, only four teams in the state of Ohio win their last game. And it's unfortunate it's that way, but thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It's been a really, really, really fun campaign. And Spencer just told the kids, he said, I would go to battle with you guys anytime. And they executed our game plan to perfection tonight. We thought exactly what happened the first however many minutes of the game.
First 23
minutes of the game, we thought exactly what happened could have had a chance of happening if we executed our game plan. And I'm not going to lie, that number 11, he's a shooter, man. I can see why Ohio State's looking at him as a sophomore.
Yeah, they've got two or three with D1 offers, 35 or 40 Division I college programs have been in Richmond Heights High School since last fall, looking at the entire starting five, for that matter. But like you said, Rushi had a week to prepare, and you were minding your P's and Q's for the most part through three quarters, and loved your motion offense. You cut Richmond Heights defense to ribbons for three periods. How'd you do it?
We thought that they didn't want to guard us if we could get downhill. The films that we had seen, a lot of the teams had kind of played scared against them. And we told them from day one. We'll mention this before I go on that. We were very happy we had 7 days to prepare for them.
Yes.
If we would have had to play either Berlin Highland and Crestview tonight and then turn around and play them in 36 hours, it would have been a much taller task. And we had 5 days prepared. We got tons of film. We talked to several coaches, and we told them we're going to go out and throw the first punch, and we're not going to play scared like a lot of these teams have played. So,
well, you played with confidence. That was very evident. We talked in the pregame. Spencer told us in our pre-recorded interview that live ball turnovers would be so important, and Richmond Heights probably got 20 points plus.
They had 14 at halftime, I know.
14 points on live ball turnovers after the first two quarters. Let's hand your headset over to Spencer Cardonier.
Thanks for all your coverage, guys.
Thank you,
really, really appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, Brad, so much.
Spencer, we were talking with Brad about the importance of live ball turnovers, although with a week to prepare, an immaculate job in preparation, and it was executed beautifully for probably three quarters of this game by your club. Marvelous effort, terrific game. Terrific game by Rushi.
Yeah, we had some things not go our way early in the fourth quarter, and it kind of got away from us a little bit there. But, you know, coming into the game, I told the kids, I said, you know, we're going to go into the fourth quarter with a chance.
Sure.
And, you know, that's exactly what we got. I knew we were going to fight, and we were going to scratch, and we were going to call as much as we could and see what happened and give yourself a chance.
Your seniors, Zane Shappy, Ross Fissinger, Xavier Flippo, Colby Monin, salute them. Take a moment or two.
Yeah, just telling those guys they're fantastic, and you know they bought into the dog mentality, and they were the leaders of it, and they took us throughout the season and kept things together, you know, with the entire team throughout the season, and were emotional leaders just as vocal leaders.
Talking with Spencer Cordonier, head coach of the Rushi Raiders, whose team lost today by 15, 66-51 to Richmond Heights. Final score not indicative of how closely this game was played throughout. Brad mentioned a couple of minutes ago when I asked him about your half-court offense, which was splendid for 23, 24 minutes. He said, we weren't real sure they would want to guard us if we got downhill in our motion game, and your passing was crisp, your cutting was sharp, and you did something to them that some D1 programs had not done throughout the season.
Well, you know, what we talked about was just coming out and punching them in the mouth.
Yep.
Throwing the first punch. And, you know, I thought we did that just to let them know that we're going to be here, and we're going to be here all night, and we're going to fight. We're not going to back off. We're going to be who we are, and that's what we did. And, you know, I mean, hats off to them. They got some good players, some very talented players, and, you know, that's all we could ask for out of our group. I mean,
sure,
it really
sure.
It come down to, you know, to them just being a little bit better athletes than we are. But
yep.
I think we worked harder than 99% of the teams that we played this year, and tonight wasn't any different.
And how about a message from you giving thanks to Jackson Center, the Shelby County League, the teams on schedule for getting you ready for this great tournament run?
The dog fights every night. The dog fights every night in the league prepare you for these moments, and this year wasn't any different.
On to baseball. Congrats.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep. Spencer Cordonier, head coach, Rushi Raiders, thank you so much. Lots of fun, Bryant. Really enjoyed it. Again, about 85 games we have broadcasted here on scoresbroadcast.com. I hate to see it end this way, but as Brad said in apropos fashion, only one team winds up winning their last game at the end of the tournament run, and it could very well be Richmond Heights. That's the favorite in Sunday's D4 final. That's for sure.
And they are taking on Convoy Crestview, who beat Berlin Highland 69-63 in the first D4 semifinal here tonight at UD.
That's a 2:00. State championship contest on Sunday afternoon at Convoy Crestview against Richmond Heights. I'm not sure Convoy Crestview expected to get here. I don't think prognosticators around the state thought so. They did upset Marion Local in the regional final, and that helped propel Convoy Crestview here to the state final four. They got the better of the draw. Didn't have to play Richmond Heights, obviously, in the state semi. Led by more than 20. In the third quarter against Berlin Highland, held on to win by 6, 69-63. Richmond Heights a winner over Rushi, 66-51. Will meet Convoy Crestview for the D4 crown on Sunday at 2. So much fun here on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, thanks so much to you. Couldn't have gotten through the 85 games without your assistance.
Well, happy to help. It's been a lot of fun this year, and I'll remember that regional final I did with Chuck last week for a long time, that's for sure. A lot of great games this year I did for you guys. That one, though, has to rank pretty high.
Quick comment before we close from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We give Darren Yingst at Jackson Center Pro Hardware some love. You won't believe the savings at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Major price cuts on DeWalt power tools, plus free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of the big box stores. And third, you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Special prices, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Well, it was smooth sailing for Rushi for almost three quarters. Again, I bet if Lakewood, St. Edward, and Fairfield, and Cleveland Lutheran East were here, Bryant, they would all say, wow, Rushi played him every bit as tough as we did, if not tougher.
Yes, it was incredible to watch their defense, and incredible to see how they were able to keep up tonight. That was a very athletic squad. We talked about Richmond Heights got 28 points off the turnovers, but Rushi was really able to handle that well. And, hey, they were ahead 37-36 there late in the third quarter. Yeah. There is not many teams on Richmond Heights' schedule that were able to say they were ahead in the third quarter this year.
And I will go on record to say this was clearly a much more complete Richmond Heights team.
All than 2 years ago.
Than the one that lost to Botkins in the state semifinal 2 years ago. And more complete than the one that beat Tri-Village 50-29 for the state championship last year. Clearly a more complete club, fundamentally very rock solid.
Yeah, those two sophomore guards that they have, you know, obviously were not around 2 years ago,
right,
in that game against Botkins, and then of course they were both freshmen last year. Key players as freshmen, but still just freshmen. So yeah, they are much better. And as you said, that is a complete group that does everything so well,
sure,
including all the small stuff.
Again, thanks to the Rushi Raiders, the Shelby County Athletic League, the Midwest Athletic Conference, all the athletic directors and coaches. Gratitude to you all for assisting us. Thanks immensely to our nearly 30 sponsors who help underwrite our broadcasts. Kudos to all of you. Phenomenal season here on scoresbroadcast.com, and keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We will be covering high school baseball, the regionals, and the state tournament in the month of June, but we'll have some regular season Saturday games, weather permitting. District game, perhaps a sectional championship as well, but there will be coverage of high school baseball.
Still have to get used to saying all in June, because it used to be that those regionals were in late May. Since they pushed the season back, it's all in June now.
Yep. For our online listening audience, for Chuck McBee at home, tuned in, recovering from an eye procedure, for Bryant Billing alongside, for John Hemp, who is here at the UD Arena as well, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. For all of you, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at the UD Arena, where the Rushi Raiders bow out of the state tournament, not without a fight. Boy, they put it to Richmond Heights for three quarters. Richmond Heights prevails in the end to win it by a final score of 66-51. The Raiders go 25-3 on the year after a trip to the state Final Four, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the
region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.